48 Hudson is actually, its formal name is called the Van Ostrand / Radliff House. And it was built, we believe, we have evidence that it was built in 1728 outside the stockade for the city, outside of Beverwijk, or Beverwijk as people like to call it. And so the Dutch were existing with the English rule. English rule came in at about 1664. So this building was 1728. We have evidence that the timbers for it were felled from a study called dendrochronology, which is tree ring dating, and the timbers were felled then. And this building is characteristically Dutch. It is the only example of an urban Dutch building that still has four major characteristics that show us what it is. And a lot of Dutch scholars and a lot of architectural historians and historians have studied this building already. And we have the evidence that it was a Dutch building, but you can't see it right now. So that's our job to present it, except for we have what you call a theater scrim on the front. So it gives everybody a visual of what we're about to do with it so that people can visualize an urban Dutch building that existed here in Albany in 1728. It is one of only two in situ that has its molded anchor beam, which gives us a lot of clues about the building.
I would imagine there are some challenges in restoring a building like this.
Well, ironically, this building escaped a lot of things. It escaped the 1848 fire that took out a lot of Albany and the wood frame buildings. That's why you see so many brick buildings today. They were outlawed after 1848 to build in wood. So it survived that. It survived a lot of demolitions around it. It survived last summer when 50 Hudson next to it collapsed, which was probably a late 18th century, early 19th century building, and they were kind of living together. So the building had a lot of lives, as buildings do of this vintage, and people couldn't really see it for a while. But again, and we're going to do some interesting, Historic Albany is going to do some interesting programming around how it was discovered, because it's really interesting. It's really above ground archaeology.
So what does the restoration entail, and what's the timetable?
Well, you know, things like that, depending on funding, can go on for a long time. We were very fortunate to get what they call a consolidated funding application grant from New York State. It's the Environmental Protection Fund grant funded by the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. That's under Governor Cuomo's program for the Regional Economic Development Councils. So we're going to be stabilizing the one side, phases one and two, stabilizing the foundation and the east side wall right now. And then we're looking at probably four more phases. We expect this first phase to take about 2 years we're just kind of getting started. So we're doing the drawings and all the fun stuff you get to do in preservation and construction, going to bid for construction. The construction will probably go really fast, actually. And then we're going to be looking for more funding to do the rest of the stabilization. We expect between 5 to 7 years. And again, a lot depends on funding. A lot depends on what's going on around us. And right now, our grant that we do have is a matching grant, so we have to raise about $100,000 there, but we're not worried.
Once all the restoration work is complete and the building is back to what it once was, what are your plans for it then? Will there be tours? Will it be a museum?
I guess the sky's the limit, quote unquote. It's a great size building. It's about 6,000 square feet, so it could be used for a lot of things. Right now, we're hoping for, and we are working towards, having something that has to do with economic development so that it can sustain itself. We'll be the owners, but we would have a tenant of some sort. We've talked to Albany Distilling Company about the head of the beverage trail, potentially. Timing is always a factor in that. Probably will not be a museum unless the bigger picture for the federal and state arts world changes and that there's a lot more funding and a lot more ways to sustain that, Matt.
Will it be perhaps an historical site like the Thomas Cole building downstate?
Oh, I love the Thomas Cole site. You know what? It will have interpretation. We're working on that right now. There's so many new ways to do things and there's so many fun things to do. I wish I could travel to see them all. And so we have a group of people that are working on it, you know, architects, a lot of the historians, the State Historic Preservation Office. We're all sort of sitting and putting our heads together to figure out the best way to interpret that building in 1728, but also you have additions in 1790, an addition in 1835 that's really cool, another one in the late 19th century, then it became Sol's equipment for 60 years. So how do you represent sort of all those periods of time? And I think it's important for people to understand with a historic building that a lot of stuff was reused. And when, what parts do you interpret? So we're actually working on that. I'm pretty excited. So I'm sorry I don't have a better answer than that right now, but it's the best part of my job.
I read somewhere where it will someday become, and I'm paraphrasing what I read, a Dutch tourist attraction?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, gosh, I need to talk about the Dutch. So the Dutch Cultural USA, which is a branch of the Netherlands that does arts and culture and helps interpret the Dutch culture around the world, they are, and it's through a program in the Consul General's office. They have been extremely generous with us. They actually funded the scrim that you see there, and we're continuing to work with them on some programming and going forward about what else can be done. So they're very, very interested. We've met, the city of Albany has been very instrumental in meeting with the stakeholders, including up to the ambassador of the Netherlands. And we have been talking to them about partnering ways throughout the state, and then obviously the United States, about how to bring some more Dutch culture back and Dutch and put it into the educational systems and things like that. So 48, we plan on 48 Hudson will be a big part of that. It's kind of like what happened with the island at the center of the world with the new Netherlands Institute's records, how they were able, Rachel Shorto, the author of The Island at the Center of the World, was able to bring that really to people. I mean, that book changed my life, my ideas of how things went, and the Dutch culture. A lot of the things you see in the United States are characteristically Dutch. Beside the building that we have, and it's very interesting to think about tolerance of different religions, sort of our capitalist society, a place for everyone at the table, those kinds of things. So it's really exciting to be able to use a building, interpret it, work with the Dutch government and the stakeholders. So,
now for folks listening to this who might want to learn more about 48 Hudson and the Historic Albany Foundation, where can they go?
They can certainly go to our website. It's www.historic-albany.org. And we also have a Facebook page, Historic Albany Foundation. So you can check that out. We also have Twitter and Instagram as well. So you should check those out. But to donate, to be part of it, to see our programming, you can look at our website, and you can also join as a member. So that really does help you keep up to date. We have a great email list as well.